Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Inflation is much too high, according to the Fed chief, Don Powell. And we understand the hardship it is causing, and we're moving expeditiously to bring it back down, he said. We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability. Greg McBride, Bankrate.com's chief financial analyst, joins us. Greg, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you again, Noel. Thanks so much for having me.
Greg, big announcements yesterday. The Fed lifted interest rates by 50 basis points, half point. Biggest hike since 2000.
Yeah, first time, as you noted, in 22 years they've raised rates by more than a quarter percentage point. First time in 16 years that they've raised rates at successive meetings. And neither one of those is going to end anytime soon. They're going to keep raising rates, and we're going to get more of these half-point rate hikes. One of the other things that Powell said yesterday was that half-point rate hikes are, more or less where the committee is leaning for each of the next two meetings as well. So, interest rates going up in a hurry, and a lot of that because the Fed is behind the curve on inflation, and they're just not going to catch up by taking those quarter-point baby steps, so it's time to be a little bit more aggressive.
Greg, I had to chuckle. Wall Street reacted positively yesterday because they kind of moved the line to three-quarters of a percent interest. There was actually some nervousness that may be the call, and I recall maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, they were worried about the 50 basis point increase. So it's kind of a moving target for all folks, right?
Yeah, and a lot of that's just because inflation just continues to accelerate. That 3/4 of a point was really sort of the betting favorite in futures markets for the next meeting. And what Powell did yesterday was basically take that off the table. And so you saw a very positive reaction from markets. Another factor I think comes into play a little bit was, the Federal Reserve is going to run off their balance sheet, but they're starting out at a slower pace, and they're going to kind of ramp up to the pace that was expected. So, they're kind of wading into the pool rather than doing the old cannonball into the deep end. And so I think both of those, Fed maybe not being as aggressive as had initially been feared. Keep in mind, the market loves low rates. And so the idea that rates are going up has spawned a lot of volatility, as we've seen this year. So anytime it's like, oh, it's not going to be as bad as we thought, yay. That was kind of the response you saw yesterday. Now that people have had a chance to sleep on it, markets react a little bit different today because it's sort of like, oh, yeah, that's right. Rates are still going to go up, aren't they?
Greg, the Fed is trying to do something it has never done before, right? I mean, move this inflation rate by 4 percentage points and not go into a recession. Add to that the Ukrainian war. The supply chain disruptions as a result of the lockdown throughout China, that's an unknown. No one knows what's going to happen next there. In fact, a lot of people have been very surprised by what has happened there. So they have a lot of things that they have little or no control over that I think are just going to continue to exacerbate this situation, right?
Yes, and very well summarized on your part in terms of the fact that there are a lot of forces that are outside their control. I mean, we can talk all day about what the Fed is doing in terms of raising interest rates with the goal of slowing the economy, reducing demand, and then that bringing inflation down. But that action by the Fed is not likely to be the panacea that it has been in past cycles, because a great deal of this inflation we're dealing with now is rooted on the supply side, which the Fed cannot fix. So, I think it just sort of increases the risks. As you said, it's likely to exacerbate the situation going forward. It has certainly exacerbated the situation to this point. We think back to last year, that the Fed was insistent that inflation was, to use their term, transitory, and that the supply chain was going to fix itself and everything was, going to be, we were all going to live happily ever after. And, by the end of the year, they kind of realized that wasn't the case.
We're going to be talking to Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis from Defense Priorities later in the show. And it occurred to me as I was doing research for that interview, we haven't had much movement over there in the Russian-Ukrainian war. It's kind of been almost a stalemate, which kind of, I think, lends itself to this may go on for quite a while. Folks were thinking that the Russians may make an assault and gain some ground. They have not. And the only reason I bring that up is that this contributes to the supply chain disruption in a huge way on so many different fronts.
Yeah, particularly regarding commodities, energy, and in the case of Ukraine, particularly food. So a lot of food commodities, wheat and grains, in particular, Ukraine is one of the world's major exporters on those. So even if the U.S. doesn't necessarily import that from Ukraine, a lot of other parts of the world do. And so in the absence of that, you've got a lack of supply to meet the demand, and as we've seen with so many other things, that pushes prices up. So a lot of the inflation pressures we've seen on food items don't appear as if they're going to let up. When you look at it through that lens.
So the runoff by the Fed, as well as this increase of a half point, what does that actually mean? Are some of this was it expected and already baked into what we're seeing with home mortgage rates? I think are somewhere just north of 5%. Is that something that we see the 10-year Treasury move, or has that already been baked in?
The long-term rates, that 10-year Treasury fixed mortgage rates, they tend to move well in advance. They don't move in response to what the Fed does as much as they price it in ahead of time. And true to form, we've seen mortgage rates jump substantially since the beginning of the year, 2 full percentage points, to the point where they're now above 5%. We started the year in the low threes. Even though the Fed is just now ramping up the raising of interest rates, you've seen mortgage rates move well in advance. And that's certainly going to dent demand. It's going to price out a lot of would-be home buyers, but doesn't exactly change it to a buyer's market, just given the low supply of homes available for sale. And the fact that more than a quarter, almost 30% of transactions are taking place in cash. So there's a large contingent of buyers that are not interest rate sensitive. And so I think a lot of that really kind of keeps the housing market aloft for sure.
As the pandemic seems to be cooling, in at least here domestically, obviously we think about international travel, international trade and stuff. What are other central banks? Do they react to what we do here typically? And how does that impact what actually happens here domestically?
Well, we've talked a lot about inflation, and inflation's really the hub on the wheel that's going to be dictating just what the Fed does and how aggressive the Fed needs to be with regard to policy to get inflation under control. But that is not just a U.S. phenomenon. That is one that is very global in scope. And so central banks around the world are really kind of fighting the same fight in terms of raising interest rates. So yesterday the Fed raised rates, but yesterday so did the Bank of India. And last week, the Bank of Canada raised rates. We've seen the Bank of Australia and the Bank of New Zealand raise rates. The Bank of England is going to raise rates probably next week. So, this is something that's going on around the globe, that interest rates are too low. that they need to come up. It's time to pump the brakes on the economy, if not slow it outright, in an effort to reduce demand and you know, take the edge off inflation. But you know that the supply chain is a factor in all those areas as well. So you know, central banks are they're all singing from the same hymn book, but not likely to be able to solve the problem single-handedly without some help from a healing supply chain.
Dollar, where does it stand relative to other countries?
Dollar's been extremely strong, and a lot of that is we've got a much stronger pace of economic growth, a much lower level of unemployment, pretty robust consumer spending, and interest rates are going up. That tends to draw a lot of capital from overseas. So the dollar has been very, very strong, and not just against emerging market currencies. Against major developed market currencies, the euro, the Japanese yen, dollar very, very strong on both of those fronts as well. And of course, the euro and the Japanese yen, those are central banks that are not yet raising interest rates. And so I think that, when you look, that disparity that we've seen is, something that, has caused the dollar to strengthen quite a bit in recent months. And, that may continue for a bit.
We're always looking for the silver lining. The Biden administration keeps promoting the notion relative to job reports and alike. But when we compare that to the uncertainties and the things that we don't control that you and I have talked about already just now, how does it fare? Does it balance well?
Well, there's always uncertainties, right? When in our lifetimes have we ever been able to sit back, prop our feet up on the desk and say, well, hey, everything is just hunky-dory everywhere. There's nothing to worry about, right?
Never.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm still waiting. but we have unemployment that's at one of the lowest levels in 50 years. We have 1.9 job openings for every unemployed person. We are seeing wages increase at a pace that we haven't seen in decades. And that's why inflation's got to come down, because even with that strong growth in wages, it's being outstripped by price increases. You bring inflation down, and then all of a sudden you've got, people are working, they're making more money, and now they've got more spending power. So, those are really the ingredients of a sustainable economic expansion that can go on for some period of time. The key is you got to bring inflation down without, completely upending the positives that we see in the labor market right now. And that's the challenge the Fed faces.
So obviously everyone focuses immediately when they look at these indicators, and you guys have as well, likelihood of this slippery slope leading to recession and avoiding same. History tends to repeat itself. You're studying history all the time. Best of my recollection, where we find ourselves today, I don't think it's ever been done to avoid a recession, has it?
Yeah, it's the odds were pretty slim to begin with. A recession may end up being the price we have to pay in order to put this inflation genie back in the bottle. But that's not necessarily the worst case scenario. I think the worst case scenario is, if you don't get inflation, you don't get the inflation genie back in the bottle. If inflation becomes an entrenched, sustained problem, that hurts everybody. It particularly hurts lower income households the most. So there's some urgency to really kind of put the inflation issue to bed, with the idea that, we're not going to have the same strong labor market down the road that we do now. And that's sort of where those recession fears come from. But the battle that has to be fought is getting inflation under control, because if that doesn't happen, then nobody wins. Recessions aren't fun, but they are a normal part of the cycle, and we get through them and the economies rebound, and we've got a lot of strong underpinnings. Recession is not guaranteed. Everybody's talking about it, but it's by no means guaranteed.
But it's sounding more and more recession sounds more and more like that nasty, awful tasting cough syrup that you know you have to take before your cough gets better, right?
Yeah, but you'd rather take the syrup and get rid of the cough, right? You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's a good way of putting it. I think we're better off taking our medicine. It's not going to be a whole lot of fun.
No, absolutely. Greg, as always, truly appreciate your time and your insight. Greg McBride, Bankrate.com's chief financial analyst. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Thanks, Newell. You as well.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.